presentations?
Call to order. 24-hour, 48-hour notice. Opening statement. Pursuant to NJSA 10-4-10, notice of this meeting being held on Tuesday, June 11, 2024, has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Boldman?
Here.
Mrs. Bissonnette?
Here.
Mr. Burns?
Here.
Mr. Catani?
Here.
Ms. Check? Mr. Dibble?
Here.
Mr. LaFredo? Mr. Milansiewicz? Ms. O'Reilly?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Ms. Pollock?
Here.
Mr. Serino? William Cosgrove?
Here.
Madeline Johnson? Andrew Martucci?
Here.
Alexander Passes?
Here.
We have a quorum. Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined Committee of the Whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the Committee of the Whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. Presentations?
Oh, we're ready for presentations?
Well, I think so.
Sure.
Yes.
Were you? Welcome to tonight's board meeting. Tonight's a very special board meeting because we have an opportunity to recognize those teachers, professionals that have given so much, and administrators to Manasquan, and now have decided to start a new journey in other directions, which is so well deserved. As superintendent, Manasquan has been a special place for me because of the people that are in it. So it's always bittersweet for me to say goodbye to those professionals who decide to move on, either through retirement or resignation. Tonight we're going to recognize our retirees. I want all our retirees to know how special you are to me, and I want to thank you for everything that you've done for the Manasquan School District and the Manasquan children. Because you've truly been special. Thank you very much. With that, let's start our presentations, and I want to thank the board as always for starting with students first. And that's a statement that you've made here from the beginning. I truly appreciate that. I know, Bruce, we did not sing tonight, and we were going to sing the alma mater. You want to know why we're not?
Yeah, sure.
Because Pete decided that his voice wasn't good enough.
Well, I can see that.
I didn't understand. So,
thank you, Pete.
Yes, thank you.
With that, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate the Manasquan High School freshman student of the month. And the students of the month are selected because they're demonstrating great leadership skills and community activity. And I'm so proud of our students that we have here. You see that these students move to the top every month because of what they have done for our community and the school district is truly special. With that, is John Pisaglia here tonight? John?
Michelle.
Him too.
He's not here to be offended, don't worry about it.
And I am not either. In-school John Pisaglia is a member of Student Council and Academy of Finance. John also plays basketball, soccer, football, and golf. Outside of school, John enjoys playing sports, attending family events, and caddying. He has volunteered at sports camps, the church in Brielle, and the Madonna House. John's favorite subject is English. His favorite teacher is Mrs. Honorato because she's very educated within her subject area and she's easy to learn. John couldn't be with us this evening. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan High School sophomore student, John Heller. Is John here with us tonight? John, come on up and thank you for being here. In school, John runs cross country, winter track, and spring track. He's also a member of the esports team and the environmental club. What's your favorite game playing esports? Can I ask you that question? I already did, so I got the two answers first. Can I ask you a question about esports?
It's called Overwatch. It's like a game where you like play as a team, and I guess like other school teams you play against.
And you guys have done extremely well doing that. Is that a game that the whole team plays Overwatch?
Yeah, we have. I think we have like 10 people that play, like on and off, and we're like 5-1.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you. Great. Outside of school, John volunteers at beach cleanups. He also donates his time to various fundraising efforts. John's favorite subject is psychology. His favorite teacher is Mr. Salicor because he creates a calm and inviting environment in his classroom, cares about what he's teaching, and he loves the way Mr. Salicor teaches psychology. How is that?
He creates like a very nice environment, and like he like expresses like how much he cares about the subject.
Is it like collaborative? You guys work in groups and stuff?
Yeah, he like calls on people to read and stuff, and it's very.
That sounds interesting. It makes time go faster, and you like it. Nice. John Hill. Is Cassidy here tonight? Cassidy, come on up. The Manasquan Board of Education wants to congratulate Manasquan junior student brother, Cassidy Murray. Cassidy is a member of the Key Club, Pyramid, Student Council, and the Tennis Key. Which is your favorite?
Piers.
Why?
Because I loved both of my buddies this year, and I got to be with Miss Hill this year, which I loved being with.
I'm so nice. Cassidy also started the Pickleball Club. We'll be the National On-Site President next year. Congratulations. Outside of school, Cassidy plays tennis and pickleball, hangs out with her friends. Is there a big difference between tennis and pickleball?
I don't play either. I like pickleball better.
Well, why?
It's easy. There's less running.
Okay. I like that. Hangs out with her friends and works at Waterloo. Cassidy also volunteers in town around the holidays and for the Autism Movie Project. Cassidy's favorite subject is Spanish. Her favorite teacher is Mrs. Brzezinski because she has made her feel warm and welcome at NHS. She's outstanding at her job and makes the students feel like her class is more than just learning Spanish. She's always smiling and sending good vibes to everyone. Cassidy, thank you for being such a good school. Cassidy, you're welcome. Is Phoebe here tonight? Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan High School senior student Phoebe Young. In school, Phoebe is a member of the History National Honor Society, Field Hockey Team, National Honor Society, Quantacon, Welcome Warriors, Academy of Health Careers, STEM Academy, Golf Club, and Team Club. Outside of school, Phoebe is a service receptionist at TNT, Coast Car Dealership, and a hostess and sales associate at Parkland. Phoebe volunteers for Reefs Across America, MHS Homework Helpers, Clean Ocean Action, Beach Cleanups, Ocean University Medical Center, Jersey Shore Rescue Mission, Food Drive, and St. Mark's Church. She's extremely busy. Phoebe's favorite subject is history. Her favorite teacher is Mr. Wes Heskey, who should be here. Is Mr. Wes Heskey here tonight? She always walks out of class having learned something new and interesting. So Wes Heskey is one of the teachers in the test that truly gets to know the students and all their interests. Phoebe Osborne. Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan High School Teacher of the Month, Eric Hardesky, selected by D.B. Armstrong. Is Tegan here tonight?
Come on up.
Thank you very much. Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan Elementary School Student of the Month, Tegan Paradise. In school, Tegan is a member of Student Council, the Yearbook Committee, and she also plays field hockey. Outside of school, Tegan enjoys dancing. Tegan's favorite subject is math. Her favorite teacher is Mrs. Brown because she made learning so fun and enjoyable in third grade. Mrs. Brown created fun things in the classroom, such as MES Bucks, the VIP desk, and more. Mrs. Brown was so supportive, loving, and energetic. Tegan is so grateful she got to be one of her students because she taught her so much while also creating the best memories at MES. Those were great memories.
Thank you.
Tegan Perry. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan Elementary School Teacher of the Month, Lauren Brown. Now is the time of the meeting when we're going to congratulate our retirees. Happy retirement. We see you a retirement that's as amazing as you are. May each day be a new adventure filled with happiness and contentment. I'm going to call up the principals as we go through our retirees, if you wouldn't mind. And first, we're going to take a look at our administrative assistant. And for that, I'm going to how'd you know that? I'm going to call up Dr. Kroll. And I'm going to ask you, Pete, to take it from here.
Oh, sure. You probably ought to call up Sandy Freeman as well.
You're in charge. If you want to do that, it's up to you.
I'll read and then I'll add it. Mrs. Freeman served as the administrative assistant to the business administrator for 26 years. Sandy's expertise in school district operations were invaluable in her support of four different business administrators over this time. Although largely behind the scenes, Sandy's unwavering commitment to the success of the district ensured generations of students were fed lunch, transported to and from events or schools, and other countless tasks that allowed for them to be educated without distraction or disruption. Sandy was a true historian of the district and always had the where, what, and why processes and procedures are what they are today. Sandy served as the face of the business office and the first line of communication for vendors and professionals who still always ask about her and send their regards when they call. She was a friend to all and has been missed since her retirement in November. Ms. Freeman has wished a long and happy retirement, enjoying spending time with the family and traveling the world. Sandy, any BA success is pretty much directly contributed to their support staff. Mine of which is pretty well represented here tonight. Kim's here celebrating Rich's retirement. Tara Hudson's here, Tara Lobel's here. But of course, Sandy Freeman, who was my right-hand woman from day one since I got here. She was such a pleasure to work with, and she had a really nice, gentle way of making sure I was doing the right thing. She'd pop her head in if I was, you know, big stack of purchase orders on my desk and say, Pete, or if I was really in trouble, Dr. Crawley, I see you're looking at POs, but maybe the minutes would be a good thing. And but always gracious and always making sure I was doing what I was supposed to do. So Sandy, thank you. Thank you for everything for me, and thank you on behalf of the three who came before me. Extremely benefited from you here.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Miss Hill has been a cherished and inspiring teacher since 1999. She creates a classroom environment that fosters a love of learning, working closely with parents to ensure they are actively involved in a wide array of classroom events. Today, or a couple days ago, it was baseball day, right? The best day of the whole year. Mr. Met joined MAS, lots of chanting. It's great. Miss Hill has cultivated a positive culture for learning, evident in the enthusiastic participation of her students in a variety of engaging activities. Miss Hill's classroom is dynamic, filled with movement and opportunities for students to change gears and reset before diving into the next task. Her dedication to students extends way beyond the classroom. She attends their outside events and shows their support at every moment that she can. This genuine care for her students' well-being highlights the value she places on strong student-teacher relationships. She provides her students with a well-rounded classroom experience, like I said, including special days like baseball day, lots of other activities that happen throughout the year as well, and ensures they build a strong foundation in phonics and writing. Her creativity, enthusiasm, and commitment to her students have left a lasting impact on the school community, and her legacy will be fondly remembered for years to come. Enjoy your retirement. We're going to miss you, and MES will not be the same.
Mrs. Hill, could you come up, please?
Mr. Hoffman, about a month ago, got recognized as Educational Support Person of the Year. We gave a whole biography. He came about 21 years ago, and he was a counselor in Hawaii. He's an avid surfer, so he rode the wave all the way back to New Jersey, and he's been a great impact on our counseling department. You see a lot of things that he's involved with. It's not just the nuts and bolts of being a guidance counselor, you know, scheduling kids in the summer, and then his job is finished. That's not Mr. Hoffman. He's very accomplished, and I know Mrs. Kenny can echo some of the same sentiments.
So I actually actually was able to work with Mr. Hoffman years and years ago when I first started teaching. And he said to me, I think I want to go to Hawaii. And then the next year I said, oh, whatever happened to Mr. Hoffman? I said, no, he went to Hawaii. And he came back, he was a counselor there, and now he's a counselor here with us. So it was really nice to reconnect with him. He's always been the go-to person in the department, and he has been the one that has kind of, moved us through all different systems, whether it's Naviance and SCORE, and he's our in-house college counselor. He is retiring from Manitowoc Schools. He is taking a job. He's moving south, where he can serve even more, and so he will be dearly missed by our department and the many students that we serve.
I actually think he's loading his surfboards into
be.
The U-Haul tonight.
He might
so
be.
That's why
yes.
It's not good. But we really appreciate all of his efforts, and he will be missed.
From Manitowoc Elementary School, Matthew King, who is secretary from 1999.
So Mrs. King is not here with us today, and we suspect it's because she never likes to be the center of attention, despite the fact that she was the center of our main office for so many years. Ms. King was a dedicated school secretary at Manitowoc since 1999, maintaining professionalism in the MES main office and effectively communicating with the community, with the school staff, with families. She fostered respectful relationships among the teachers, administration, and the community. She had a real knack for being a peacekeeper. Known for her prompt responses to communications, Ms. King has shown remarkable adaptability throughout her time with us, embracing new strategies, new technologies, new administrators. Her ability to acquire these new skills let her plan, organize, and execute her assignments efficiently, and she was always responsive to the needs of her coworkers and to everybody who contacted her because she was just so dedicated to her job. Mrs. King always addressed problems with a positive mindset. She assisted in identifying solutions. She maintained a drama-free work environment, which we always really appreciated about her. She was extremely sensitive to other people's feelings, and her ability to maintain a positive atmosphere made her a respected colleague. She treated everybody with dignity and with respect. She made a substantial contribution to our school community. She was an invaluable member of our staff. We want to extend our heartfelt thanks to her for her years of service. We wish her a peaceful and fulfilling retirement. She doesn't have to worry about being the center of attention unless she wants to. And we thank Mrs. King for everything.
Manitowoc Board of Education would like to congratulate Mrs. Kirk, our first grade teacher for so many years. Come on up, you were wonderful.
Ms. Kirk has been a devoted and committed teacher since 1987. Throughout the vast majority of her tenure, she has been a first grade teacher passionately, and I emphasize passionately, teaching, reading, writing, and the fundamentals. Sorry, it's my insulin. Just sorry. Yes, I'm fine.
Don't worry, I'm sorry.
It's definitely working.
Where am
I? Passionately teaching reading, writing, and the fundamentals of being a great student. Even just the other day, we were sitting at our PLC, our Professional Learning Committee, and Ms. Kirk goes, what am I writing for my professional development plan for school year 24-25? I said, Cindy, just close the computer.
I was worried if I was all caught up.
Even in her final year, she embraced new curriculum with passion, ensuring that our students receive the best possible first grade education. She continuously celebrates student success and actively engages her students in the learning process, making each child feel like a valued member of the community. Her dedication to fostering a supportive classroom is evident as students eagerly showcase their knowledge to both Ms. Kirk and their classmates. She's a contributing member to her grade level team professional learning communities. Our grade one team is a very tight-knit group working together beautifully all the time, putting out great projects and teamwork all the time. She mastered the art of analyzing data to maximize student achievement and always was able to listen to her team's challenges and offer strategies, resources, and support. Her profound care for her students and her colleagues shines through in her unwavering commitment to ensure that every child learns to read. Her impact on her students and the school community has been truly remarkable, and her legacy will be cherished for years.
I think Ms. Muir is here. She retired a few months ago, but she had a profound impact on students who needed the most support in the building. And I didn't know this about her after a three-year stint in Trenton in politics, which would explain a lot of things. She was very argumentative with me. She got into teaching and had a strong passion for educating those who needed her support most. She started out in the elementary school and then came over to the high school where she spent most of her career. And, you know, she's going to be truly missed. And she just did a wonderful job with students who, you know, posed unique challenges in the classroom. And she was fantastic at it. So we're going to miss her greatly.
Rich, before I turn it over to Rob, you guys had a great working relationship together and did so much for the high school. I just want to thank you. There was a time when we were in need of your skills as an assistant principal, and you decided to step up. And your attention to detail, your fidelity, and your focus served me well. I'll never forget our conversations together, and you helped me write things that thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Me coming on board 5 years ago as a new principal, Rich was just an incredible asset. You know, giving me a history and being a, you know, being at Manasquan a long time, you know, telling me why things are the way they are, pointing out things that maybe we should pay attention to and fix them. And Rich's approach to his job was he would never ask anyone to do something that he wouldn't do himself. He rolled up his sleeves. I remember he was probably the most active person when we had the Tent of Dreams outside. You know, we would say, all right, well, we got to set up for this. And I'd walk out there and it'd be set up already before anyone else got there. Rich would have taken care of it. You know, he retired a few months ago. And I think from his deck, he saw a hurdle that was like a half a centimeter off, and he came out with his Allen wrench and fixed it for the kids. That's how much he loves Manasquan. And besides working with him, I think we became friends. And you know, I miss him already. And he had a profound impact on the high school and the district. So, but I wish him and Kim all the best in retirement and enjoying their next journey. Mrs. Rice had an 8-year career here at the elementary school and the high school, last few years at the high schools, working with our students, the ESL population. Despite her short time in our school district, she and her family have lived in Manasquan a long time and have a deep passion for all things Manasquan. And you know, the time that I spent with her, she was a true professional and really advocated for kids who needed advocating for. And I know she continues some work in that area since she's retired. So You know, we're going to miss her, and, you know, we know we see her around because she loves Manasquan and is always a presence, so we just congratulate her and her family on her retirement.
Donna, there's two things I remember fondly about Manasquan before I turned this over to the village principal. One of them is seeing you every day at the gate, embracing children, and being the one to offer them safety and security so they would walk in the building. And the other, there's many things that stand out in my mind, is Rich Kirk blowing his whistle in the cafeteria. I still remember that to this day. I'm doing a great job at that. But Donna, from the bottom of my heart, how many mornings I stood outside that high school and watched you embrace the children?
I grew up.
Yes, with that one.
Is an understatement. So that just goes without saying. So Mrs. White's influence at Manasquan Elementary School extends far and wide, beloved by students of all ages who often call out, Mrs. White, with enthusiasm. She has made their memories of MES truly memorable. Never is this better seen than when our high school students come across in their caps and gowns and they walk through the halls of MES and the last person that they see on the way out is Mrs. White, and it's just a parade of hugs every time. It's a beautiful thing to watch. And all of the eighth graders at graduation, all the only person they want to take their pictures with and their cap and gown is Mrs. White. Seamlessly juggling multiple roles, she handles attendance with precision. She warmly greets all the students and their families each morning at the primary playground gate, as Dr. Cajun referenced. Her impact goes way beyond these duties, fostering unity among the staff by celebrating every moment as a team. Is always the head of our birthday party and celebration committee in the main office as well. Her dedication, her kindness, her collaborative spirit reverberate throughout the school, making each interaction with her feel super special and uplifting. Mrs. White creates an environment where each person feels valued anytime they come in contact with her. If you're talking to her, you're the only person in the world at that moment. Her demeanor and her ability to be a part of a team help make MES the wonderful place that it is. And her unwavering commitment and warmth have made her an invaluable asset to Manasquan Elementary School. And it goes without saying that we are going to miss her.
A few years. Happy retirement to you, too, also.
As we take our, that's it, the presentation. Tonight we have a cake for our retirees. We have cookies, and Donna, what I said the very first meeting I was here, and Lynn wouldn't let me do it, but Pete did, is we're going to have pizza.
All right.
And we have pizza as well. All I ask for the people here tonight, have cake, cookies, and pizza, because I have a bet with my administrative team of which would not be left from all those things. So don't be bashful, take something. You do not have to do that.
We're gonna do this real quickly, I promise. But we couldn't let tonight pass without also celebrating Dr. Cajun. One thing that I have learned from Dr. Cajun is to take time to reflect and celebrate everything that we do. Every single board meeting is a celebration of the students and the faculty and the parents and everything that they do in the classroom and they do out in the world. And that has been a really nice thing to be a part of. My favorite emphasis on that was the Tent of Dreams in the spring of 2022. Most superintendents would have been thrilled that they had the school up and running and that would have been enough during that time period. Most schools were not in school, we were. And around January, Dr. Cajun started planning how we were going to make sure that we had all the regular events we typically have. And the tent was in use at least 12 hours, if not 15 a day, to be sure that we fit all those activities in. And that was also a really nice thing for the residents of the town to be able to see from the outside what goes on in the school, the things you don't often
So I think that was an important thing for everyone when they took that time to celebrate. So in that spirit, the board would like to recognize Dr. Fajan's extraordinary achievements to the district tonight. And there's been a lot of talk about the referendums and the facilities and having the schools open during COVID, all of which were wonderful achievements. But being here at the board meetings, it's very clear how there was a consistent and unwavering focus on academics during Dr. Fajan's entire tenure. And all academics for everyone. The programs that the school has seen added in both buildings over these 10 years has been extraordinary. So, for example, Dr. Fajan got the one-to-one initiative for the district for all 5th through 12th graders. The sheltered instruction method of instruction for ELL learners, the seal of biliteracy for students who speak multiple languages at the elementary school. We've had a new math curriculum, science curriculum, language arts curriculum, 2 social and emotional learning curriculums, elective added for band, chorus, Project Lead the Way curriculum, and particularly for the high school, the academy curriculums have been revamped, the academies have been expanded. We have the Project Lead the Way curriculum for the Engineering Academy, the Health Careers Academy, the Performing Arts Academy that includes a dance program, the Government, Law, and Public Safety Academy, which has been expanded. We also saw the implementation of the Center for Learning and Independence, and an alternative school for children that needed a less traditional high school experience, as well as the expansion of many, many other programs. And it really, one thing that Dr. Fajan has done is to make sure that all students have a place and have their needs met, particularly the high school, and that is really something that should be celebrated and recognized.
Everybody had a hand in doing that. It was an initiation, but it was everyone's idea that was embraced. And that's what makes Manasquan what it is. The fact that everyone here collaborates, come together. And it's not like the other districts that I've been in where people are so guarded what they have. They're willing to share and give to each other. They're willing to share special education teachers and physical education teachers, and this makes us who we are. So nothing is ever done alone. I want to thank all the people that are here tonight, my administrators and the community, because we did this together. Thank you.
So the Board of Education has 2 things for Dr. Fajan. The first is a plaque, and I'm going to read it the way you all
sure.
Do, unless you want to read it. It says, Dr. Frank Fajan, Superintendent, Manasquan School District. After a lifetime of work in New Jersey's public schools, Manasquan Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Frank Fajan, announced his retirement following a decade of service to the Manasquan School District. Dr. Fajan will surely be remembered for coining the phrase, Manasquan is magical. But the advancements of the district during his tenure were anything but magic. Rather, they were the result of a school, parent, and community partnership that Dr. Fajan meticulously curated during his time in Manasquan. It is fair to say that someone visiting our schools 10 years ago would barely recognize them today. There is an area of place one could stand on our campus without seeing Dr. Fajan's mark. For that, we and generations of future warriors are eternally grateful. So we have one last thing. The board would like to induct Dr. Frank Fajan into the Manasquan High School Academic Hall of Fame and add his picture to the wall that you see at the entrance.
Nothing was ever done alone. I thank you for everything that we've done together. Manasquan is a special place because of the people who work here. So my Board of Education, thank you for being so actively engaged with making life with students better. I truly appreciate that. And with that, fellas, let's have some pizza. Take a 5 minute break.
I recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined Committee of the Whole and regular public meeting and closed executive session of May 14, 2024. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exist. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes? Mrs. Bisson, Mr. Pellegrino.
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Milanovic?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Carried.
And now we're going to move to the student representative reports. Thank you for being so patient.
This month for Key Club, we held our elections for next school year. Our officers this year were myself as president, Madeline Johnson as vice president, Ryan McLaughlin as secretary, and Ryan Mulvaney as treasurer. For the 2024 to 2025 school year, the officers will be Megan Liggett as president, Donovan Brown as vice president, Nia Law as treasurer, and Brooke Laughlin as secretary. And new this year, Izzy Bird will be our social media coordinator, which will help promote our club and activities to the school and outside the school to the community with our new Instagram and our website. Upcoming this month, we will be volunteering at some of the end-of-year events, such as the baccalaureate dinner and graduation, along with the kickoff summer party here at the high school, where we'll be doing face paint and tattoos. And finally, this month, all members were required to hand in at least 20 Key Club event hours and 10 outside hours, which we had all of our members hand in those hours. And we were glad to see all of our members participate throughout the year. Before I hand it off to them, I would just like to say congratulations and thank you, Mark Cajun.
Oh, so nice. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate that.
In student council this month, there was the senior prom, which was held at Jumping Brook on May 31st, and it went over really well. It was very well received by all parties. And on May 23rd, there were our student council elections, where the winners for president and vice president and were Joey Presbury, Cassidy Murray, who will be replacing us next year. And before I give it over to Alex, I would just like to thank the Board of Education and the faculty and students at MHS for allowing me to have the opportunity to come up here. It's been a great experience, and I congratulate you on your retirement.
Thank you.
So on June 7th, caps and gowns were distributed to the senior class, and per tradition, the class of 2024 walked through the Manasquan Elementary School. The other walks, unfortunately, were not able to come to fruition because of scheduling conflicts and conflicts with the elementary schools. However, that event was planned and there was interest. So in the future, if it's planned earlier and coordinated with the elementary schools, I would say it's something worth looking into, possibly doing in future years. Last night was Senior Awards Night. Final exams begin this Friday to next Wednesday, which are all half days, and then the final day of school will be on Thursday, which is also a half day. This Monday, June 17th, the annual baccalaureate ceremony will be held here at MHS, followed by graduation on June 20th. I would like to say thank you. It's been an honor to be part of this board. I thank class 2024 and the entire high school for electing me, and I'll say I've been in this district for 11 years. I was at Manasquan Elementary School. And during the presentation, I saw all the things that were done. And I saw that firsthand. I experienced that firsthand. And I thank all of you and Dr. Cajun for doing that. And especially in the beginning of the year when we made our presentation, we want to thank you for taking us seriously and into consideration. And we do report back to the students, and they were also very appreciative, so they thank you as well.
represented his student body extremely well. And I want to thank Mr. Goodall for the guidance that you've given these gentlemen over the year and having an open door for them to come speak to you. I think that was big. And even in the beginning, the very first meeting when you came here so robustly, you did it well. And I hope that was a lesson learned, how to get things accomplished. You do them in the right way, and good things are going to happen. But, Phelps, thank you.
Thank you.
Public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears, the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes.
Yeah, you guys can.
Thanks, good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We changed the order of things, so usually we let you go at the break, so you guys can.
You're welcome to go if you'd like.
Get up and walk out.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, that's right. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. In order to ensure all members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly opportunity to do so, the board may not answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard? Sure. Come on up.
Hello, my name is Jessica Kerber. My address is 315 Salem Avenue, Spring Lake. My daughter is a student here at Manasquan High School. And I hope I'm not speaking out of turn on this. I did look at the agenda and try to decipher the items on it, but I felt it was something I wanted to speak on behalf of. And it's in regards to the Manasquan High School Cross Country Track and Field Program. Is that okay if I say just a couple words? Thank you. So like I said, I'm a proud parent of a high school student and athlete. I'm here today to make a public comment in regards to the Manasquan High School Cross Country and Track and Field Program. It has been very recently brought to my attention that one of the very best cross country coaches our district has had has been suddenly replaced. I understand that it is the school policy to offer priority to teachers in the district. As a teacher myself, I understand the benefits of having this policy in place, and I support it, and I will absolutely welcome this new person with open arms. But I'd just like to kind of have everyone consider, what is best for our student athletes here at Manasquan High School. The coach being replaced is Coach Prendergast, who has gone above and beyond to build a cohesive and very successful running program at Manasquan High School. He puts in hours and efforts that far surpass whatever monetary compensation he receives. His expertise, commitment, and passion for the sport has transformed our athletes into fierce competitors that can hang with the best runners in the state and beyond. He works 365 days a year to cultivate a program that has had major successes. Because of him, kids are thriving and building confidence beyond their wildest dreams. I've watched him shape first-time runners into state sectional champs. He leads with love and has made sure to create an inclusive program which offers a spot to anyone who is willing to put in the work. He is an asset to this community and a gift to every athlete that has the opportunity to work under him. Someone like this deserves at least to apply for the job, and then maybe the best person wins. He is not the only non-Manasquan staff on the coaching team. Our other head coach, the absolutely incredible Michaela Reed, has also worked tirelessly to develop this program. The amount they have given to get this program to where it is today is immeasurable. We have multiple athletes competing at the national level, several seniors committing to top-notch D1 schools, sectional championship winners, and meet of championship competitors. These feats should not be taken lightly. These successes and the future of the cross-country track and field program should be left in the best possible hands. I humbly ask that you take into consideration and review the policy which provides preference to school staff. It would be a devastating blow to see this trend continue into the winter and spring track and field seasons. Just like our scholars should be provided with the most highly qualified, most capable teachers, our athletes should be provided with the best possible coaches. While I'm up here, I'd also like to humbly ask that you consider inviting some of the track and field athletes to one of your board meetings. We have some of the best athletes that this school has to offer, and they have not been invited to be celebrated like some of the students here today. I think what you did was beautiful for them and for all the retirees. It would be really nice to have them receive the credit that they are due. So as a parent of one of those athletes and a supporter of all the programs here at Manasquan High School, thank you for your time. I hope you'll consider this matter. Have a great night.
Thank you for your comment. Would anyone like to address items not on the agenda? Moving on to the discussion items.
Sure.
Since we're in the committee of a whole section, the discussion section right now, just as a side note to the board, we have all intentions of honoring the track team. We had in the winter focused on those that had accomplished great accomplishments. And I think that our coach has done a wonderful job in creating enthusiasm amongst the school itself and getting a large group of students actively engaged. I never forget meeting with her and thanking Rich also for everything he's done for making sure the hurdles are at the right size, but know all his expertise in track. And just like 90 some odd students actively engaged in track to the point where we focused on moving the events from one field to another field at their request, which will be done. I guess in the spring of next year.
Well, ideally by football season, but
that's what's the on the schedule by football season. So yes, that's definitely our intention. So thank you for your comments. With that also, we are currently looking at our population in the enrollment in our kindergartens, of which currently number 41. We have two kindergarten classes next year. I've been in discussions with Mrs. Play about this. And one of the basic reasons why we do not have three classes next year is simply because of the fact that right now our population is 18 and 19, I believe, Jackie and those. And with our new construction, we're trying to minimize the movement of our students. And the construction is happening in the 100 wing and in the infrastructure, the creation of bathrooms. So once that construction is finished, it's going to afford us the opportunity to have more classrooms with bathrooms so we can expand what we have and what our needs are. If our population does exceed, and I realize July 1st is my last day, we've always, as a board, discussed the levels of the student body in classrooms. And if for some reason there is an influx of kindergarten students into the school district, I'm sure that through Mr. Goodall, I'm not trying to speak for you, Rob's leadership. His focus is always on what's best for students. We'll have a discussion about what we can do with those class sizes. But I fully feel that those class sizes will not go above what our prescribed limit is per class, which is 24 and 25 in a class. Right now, we have 41. We have 20 and 21 in the class. And we feel very confident that we're going to be able to maintain that. But if not, we'll take a look at that, and we'll discuss exactly how to move forward with that. So We're very open to that. Since that's part of a discussion for education, curriculum, and technology, I felt it fit there. Regarding finances?
Yeah, on finance and building and grounds, I'll just update on construction and any questions you guys have, I'll take. To Dr. Cajun's point, we are planning and are currently shopping around the track renovation. The plan there is to move the, I wish Rich didn't leave because I might miss some events, but high jump, pole vault, long jump, and some of those non-circular track sports.
Discus and the javelin.
Those are going to be moved to the west end zone, behind the end zone back there. The javelin, the shot put, and the throwing sports are going to remain where they are down at Seagrid Ave, but they're getting upgraded toe boards and areas, netting and things like that. Thanks, guys. On other construction-related points, the locker rooms at the high school have been closed down and are currently under construction. They've had asbestos abated from them and are now being demoed with the aim to get them up and running by football season, albeit the tentative expectation that gets done. We have been talking to Don Bramley about alternative plans should they not be ready to go come football season. Come the last day of school, the teachers at the elementary school are starting to box up the things they need to move out of their classrooms. On the day after the last day of school, we're going to be full bore at the elementary school, which is the primary place that that construction is going to be taking place this summer. You're going to see a lot of activity all over campus, as you often do over the summer, but probably even more this year, trying to get everything ready for the kids to come back in September. Good.
Thank you.
Yep.
Can I just go straight to the superintendent's report? Regarding our enrollment, total 1,455, high school 950, elementary school 505. We have completed all the required drills that they have in the state, fire drills and security drills. As you can see, on the 23rd of May in the high school in the CLI building, we had our fire drill, and on May 30th, our shelter in place. The elementary school, we had a lockdown drill on May 23rd and a fire drill on May 28th. Regarding harassment, intimidating, bullying, there have been no reports in either the high school or the elementary school with that. With that, I'd like to now turn it over to my assistant superintendent of school, Mr. Place.
Not much to report tonight. We're just engaged in our end-of-the-year activities for technology, of course. Collecting laptops will begin in the elementary school this week, continue through the high school next week. But other than that, we're preparing new laptops that should be coming in soon. We also have, with some of the summer programs that are taking place in the high school, the online virtual classes, preparing for some students to be able to sign them out early in the summer. But that's pretty much it.
I don't want to put a number on it. As I end my superintendent's report, this marks the 426th thereabout board meeting that I've had through my career. And with that, at each board meeting, I do a superintendent's report. So that's my 426th superintendent report as well. And with that, that's all we have for my superintendent.
Congratulations. can I have a motion to approve and accept the superintendent's report? Mr. Pellegrino? Mr. Catani?
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Milancevich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Carrie?
Can I have a, does anyone need anything separated out for the Manasquan general items, numbers 15 through 22? Can I have a motion for Manasquan items 15 through 22? Mr. Pellegrino, Mr. Dibble.
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Carried.
Does anyone need anything separated out from the Manasquan Sending Districts? Items numbers 23 through 40. Can I have a motion for items 23 to 40? Mrs. Bisson?
Second.
Mr. Boulderman?
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Milancevic?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Carrie?
Does anyone have any old or new business they would like to raise? Can I have a motion to adjourn to executive session? Mr. Catani? Mr. Pellegrino?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes, fancy executive session.
All right, can I have a motion to reconvene? Mr. Pellegrino? Mrs. Bisson?
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Boulderman?
Here.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Burns? Mr. Catani? Ms. Check? Mr. Dibble?
Here.
Okay. Mr. Lefredo? Mr. Milancevic?
Here.
Mr. O'Reilly? Mr. Pellegrino?
He's here.
Mrs. Pollack?
Here.
Mrs. Serino? We have a quorum?
I have a motion for the Manasquan personnel items numbers 44 and 45. Mr. Catani? Mr. Pellegrino?
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Carried.
Can I have a motion for the Manasquan Sending District's items numbers 46 and 47? Mr. Catani? Mrs. Bisson?
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Milancevic?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Carried.
Can I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Pellegrino? Mr. Catani?